It was the month of May in the year of our Lord, 2020. In the midst of a global pandemic, three best friends of over one score were on their weekly Zoom to maintain sanity call when someone had the brilliant idea to click the record button. What follows is the historic chronicle of three people desperately maintaining a minimal degree of sanity. Fueled by a love for pop culture and various fermented liquids, Dan, Neil, and myself, Reed, are on a quest to achieve the maximum level of irreverence. Despite what it sounds like, Three Guys Top Fives, The Irreverent Draft Experience, is a podcast for adults by adults. Its contents are vulgar, raunchy, and at times, barely coherent. At best, it is fully intended for entertainment purposes.
What should we name Neil?
Oh, what's the guy's name from Space Ghost? Drat? What is it?
Zorak or Zo, Moltar?
Yeah, that's not it.
Neil's more of a Moltar.
Yeah, but we need a doctor. We need a Dr. Ag Queen.
It's good. It's good.
Three guys just making lists. Three guys just getting blitzed. Three guys, it's our top fives. You won, but also I won.
Yes, that is a good look. Oh, hold on, let me go get my new hat.
Oh, we're getting new hats? I'll go get my new hat.
Classic.
Bam!
There it is, champions.
I ordered this like 2 minutes after the Super Bowl ended.
I know. It's so funny because all like championship hats look exactly the same. And they haven't made a good one yet. They haven't
this
made like-
This is good.
No.
This is
no,
good.
It's fine.
It's cream. Yeah. I like it.
I mean, the champions is always too big. That patch is good.
Reed, I love that hat. That's awesome.
Yeah? That's good.
Yeah, that looks great on you. That's totally classic.
Yeah, thank you. I also ordered another Royals hat from New Era. I was like, screw it. I want this hat. I'm getting
it's a goodie.
I'm getting like a smaller size.
The spring training hats are goodies. I like them. And was yours like the soft material?
Yeah.
Oh,
which is
shit.
Why you saw that picture I said it was giant.
Yeah, I know. It was coming down over your ears. Look, I've already got a stain on mine. What the fuck is that?
Man.
It looks like bird shit or something.
It looks like semen.
Yeah, it might be.
I mean, we were all thinking it. I wasn't going to say it.
It's probably
true. I'm always going to say it. I'm going back to the beanie. I like this hat. I like it a lot. I just got it in today. I've been looking at them online for months.
Yep, I'm going to the old school Twins logo just to keep warm down in this freezing basement. So.
Boston. Wow. Shout out to Boston Scally. Boston Scally Company.
That's beautiful.
I ordered it online. They make lots of them.
I want to buy one immediately, but like you pull that off. Like you just like you have the look of somebody who would wear that hat.
Like I'm Irish.
That's true. Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess we all kind of look a little. We're all bastards from the Northern Isles.
Yeah. Well, not you. You're like Norse.
I found that out, but I thought, I thought I was German, but now I'm like, I don't know. I'm like split between the Danish and the German. I have my grandfather is Joseph Patrick Fennell, is 100% Irish. Like that was just like, you have 25% of your genetics come from this place. And it was like, boop. Yeah, I was like, that's my grandpa.
Should do one of those. Because I'm so, like, all it's going to do is just come back and be like, white.
Oh, yeah. I mean, mine was too.
But it breaks it. You'd actually be surprised because you're going to have stuff in there that's like, it's not going to be a lot, but. Oh, and so this is interesting. So my Molly's oldest sister's partner, who is black and from the South, she did it, and she found out she is 25% white, which makes sense if you think about it.
Yeah, that's a lot of the case. Dude, who changed the names? Like, I didn't put this in, but it's brilliant. I want to keep it.
Yeah, I started with Dr. Umstick, and then Reed added, and then we came up with yours together.
Dr. Ag Queen is fantastic.
Thank you very much.
Well done. Yep,
that was
well
Dan. Done. That was Dan. Because because after you left, I was like, what are we changing his name to?
Dr. Umstick, Dr. Acula. Yeah. Dr. Acula sounds good.
That's a Mitch Hedberg joke, isn't it?
Well, it's also on Scrubs.
Okay. I stole mine from the new Eric Andre drumstick commercials, because I was like, oh my god, Dr. Umstick is beautiful. Yeah,
that's it.
Of course, Eric Andre came up with it. He has the best band names of all time.
He is. He's good with sure. band names. But like all the ads were bad. All the ads were bad this year.
Well, I didn't think all of them were bad.
Like, there were like two or three that I thought were any good at all. Yeah. They all looked the same, exact same.
The fucking, they ran with the Dunkin' Donuts one, and I'm here for it. They made like nine of those.
I went into Dunkin' Donuts because Hazel loves Dunkin' Donuts on a Saturday. They're literally playing that Ben and Matt and J-Lo ad on a loop on their back screen.
That's awesome.
Like,
that's great.
On a loop. It was just like, I was like, oh, I got here for the ad. Nope, that ad has been playing since Super Bowl Sunday.
They dropped the jumpsuits on their website, and they sold out in 19 minutes.
I saw that. There's going to be like...
They were $60. That's a steal. I would have bought one. Yeah. Those jumpsuits are amazing.
They're really good. That was one of the good ones.
Yeah.
I just like the simple ones that are just funny. Like, but then it's all like, hey, I'm Drew Barrymore, and there's Creed, and there's this and that. And that actually was a funny one, too, the one where...
Yeah.
Whatever. Anyway.
My favorite Super Bowl ad of all time was the Miller High Life one, where they couldn't afford to buy like a full ad, so he just bought 1 second of advertisement, and it was just the big black guy, and he goes, High Life! And then that was it. It was beautiful.
That's really brilliant, because you know beautiful. They had to buy the entire 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Which is great, which is really funny.
But
it's
they
like,
make you think,
let's
yeah.
pretend we can't.
High Life!
High Life.
It was one second long. It was so perfect.
I think it's really tough. I think what is it? Terry Tate, office linebacker, might be still one of my favorites of all time. That one's a goodie.
That's a good one.
It's funny.
I remember the old Bud Light commercials were hilarious. Like the satin sheets where the guy slipped out the window. Those were funny. Yeah.
Also the Bud Bowl. Like the Bud Bowl ads
were
classic.
That needs to come back. That needs to come back. Yeah. Also, I want to say that the What's Up ad was a Super Bowl.
Yeah, that was
ad.
A Super Bowl one.
That was a Super Bowl. I'm pretty sure.
Those
yeah.
were classic.
It's amazing
the,
how long
Bud
that had
Weiser.
Traction. Budweiser, yeah.
The Budweiser frogs, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was when people were just figuring out, hey, we need to put a big chunk of creative into this.
And the Doritos just... commercials were hilarious.
Yeah. I don't remember. Oh, it was the Reese's one I liked this year. Because it was just a funny sketch. It's just now I couldn't even tell what they were advertising. It was just like,
and then
it's like
the
a bunch of people on a green screen.
The Jesus washing the feet one were just so fucking obnoxious. So obnoxious.
He washed feet.
Oh god.
And then there was Robert the RFK Jr. did his whole thing where he just ripped off.
Apologize.
He just ripped off his dad's ad and put his face in it. It was like And then later he was like, you know, I didn't have anything to do with it. I'm like, you didn't have anything to do with your own fucking Super Bowl ad? And where the
You're a liar,
come on, man.
You're a liar.
It's weird. It's weird. Everything's weird.
How's everybody doing? You ready to kick this thing off?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah? How about you guys? How are you doing?
I'm ready. I'm gonna be honest with you. When you drop the draft, I was like, ooh. Okay, now I got to do some research. All right. And then I spent the whole fucking day like and I only came up with five, so I don't know what's going to happen if one gets stolen. I'm going to have to freeball it.
You're going to have to get creative.
Cuz it was hard to come up with five, but I'm excited. I'm excited. So, let's see what happens. What will happen on this episode? On a very special episode.
Go ahead, Reed. Go ahead, Dr. Acula.
All right, we gone? We live?
Yeah.
All right. Welcome to Three Guys Top Five, the
Donnie,
Reverend
Donnie,
Draft
Donnie Osmond.
Thank you so much.
Oh, somebody open a window.
All right. Welcome to Three Guys Top Five, the Reverend Draft Experience. Yep. We have gathered here together tonight for your benefit
to draft the top five of a chosen subject like we do and publish every other week. We don't get together every other week. Sometimes it's every week. Sometimes it's once a month. Sometimes we take multiple months off. But you don't know the difference because you hear us a new episode every other week. And that's what we're here for. We're here for you, the legion, the faithful legion of listener. That's what we're doing.
I'm not. My motives are purely selfish.
Good Lord. I'm like all of a sudden got really phlegmy. I don't know.
I think we have that effect on you.
Yeah.
I think you do. And it's not a nervous thing. Like I've been talking all day because I was teaching today and
oh yeah.
It's been fine, but I did have a cigar after I was done with work today. So there that it is probably there
it,
what
broke it all. Just broke it all
so,
up.
I saved my phlegm for the two of you.
Oh, thank you. What's going on?
So, my name is Reed,
best phlegms.
I will be the razor baby. I will be the pills. I'll be the ambulance that never comes. The antidote you spill.
Oh,
Jesus Christ!
I guess we're doing emo lyrics today.
Oh man!
No, actually, it's a band that I recently discovered, and I'm loving the shit out of them. They're called AM Taxi and they're fucking great.
Okay.
So shout out to AM Taxi.
It's pretty good.
Well, I'm Dan, aka Dr. Umstick, and I am a lineman for the county.
Cool. My name is Neil, aka Dr. Ag Queen. And it's really good.
So good.
And thank you, India. Thank you, terror. Thank you, disillusionment.
Brilliant. Oh, and I didn't share with people that I'm Dr. Acula.
Yes, you are.
This is the best idea. This is the best idea we've ever come up with in our lives.
It's been a really long time.
This is the peak.
This is the peak?
We've honorary doctored ourselves.
It's all downhill from here.
Speaking of honorarily doctoring ourselves, what are you guys drinking?
Okay. Reed?
Franzia.
Oh!
A big goblet of Franzia.
Back on the Franz.
It's a chalice.
What kind of?
Chalice of Franzia. I'm not a big wine drinker, and so yeah. I had to ask Teresa, I'm like, is this the correct glass of wine? Like, is this the right amount for a glass of wine?
She holds hers up next to her.
She's like, that's pretty good. What?
Yeah, but doesn't Teresa pour one glass for the entire evening? So she pours she fills her tank like at the gas station. And then when it's out at the end, then she goes to bed, right? Because every time I see her with a glass of wine, it's not a European pour.
It's not a European pour.
Okay.
Yeah. Sometimes that glass doesn't last her all night. So,
but she still fills it up the same either way. Yeah, I'm just gonna say
there's a lot of mornings I wake up and there is a chalice of wine on her nightstand next to the
Molly
bed.
Does the same fucking thing. Sure. It's so funny.
She used to do it with soda. When we drank pop.
Oh yeah,
there are half drank soda cans all over the house.
Everywhere. Yeah. Everywhere. Everywhere.
Wasn't that like one of our pandemic jokes? One of the first pandemic jokes is what was her name? I think we talked about it on the podcast 4 years ago. 4 years ago, guys, it's almost 4 years. 2 weeks ago and 3 years ago, we were...
2 weeks ago and 3 years
ago. That's not right. 2 weeks less than 4 years ago, we were getting ready to go to Omaha. Like, it was close.
Carry the six.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Divide by two squared.
Yeah.
Carry the four.
We're meeting up. So...
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. That's bananas.
I've got a tequila and Sprite.
And I just have an Old Crow and Ginger in my Minnesota Twins cup.
Love it. Love it.
Splendid.
No, it's Splenda.
No,
it's Old Crow.
Yeah. It is kind of Splenda Ginger, though. It's the sugar-free version.
There you go.
Diet Ginger Ale.
That'd be Ginger-da.
Sure. All right, so today's draft.
Yeah. Tell us about it.
It is President's Day. It happened to be President's Day. I had another idea for 2 weeks, and then we just ended up having to reschedule a couple times. It is President's Day, and so we are drafting the top five presidents of anything. And I'm allowing vice presidents as well. So just to open it up, to have a lot of fun. It's presidents, baby. We're drafting presidents on President's Day. Let's do it.
Hell yeah.
Awesome.
Hell yeah.
Fantastic.
Ooh, I don't even know whose it is, to be
honest. I think it's me, isn't it?
Is it you?
Just take it. If it's not, you know what I was thinking? We, because we have been staying in the same order for the past couple of years,
let's just shake
we've
it
been
up.
Always drafting behind the same person.
Yeah. It's true. Let's just shake it up.
Let's shake it up. So whoever it was supposed to be first draft this time, why don't we shift it?
Oh.
And I'll find out who it was supposed to be. And
go ahead and move it when I get first pick. I see what's up.
Listen, so the guy who had first
you had
pick
the most
for like
first
most
picks
of 2023.
Yeah. You're like the goddamn Detroit Lions of first picks.
Yeah. That's really true.
I think it is Reed.
So it always goes, it technically would be Dan's first pick this time because he had the last draft. Oh. So this, if we're shaking it up, it is Reed's first pick.
Wait, so I had the last draft?
You had the last draft. Tools.
I thought we did one after that. Did we not?
No, we scheduled it. We were going to do
We had it since then.
No. So
interesting.
It was Tools last. So it was supposed to be Dan's first pick. So if we're agreeing to this, it's going to be Reed's first pick, Dan second, and then I will stay third, which will just change up our order moving forward.
Yeah, listen, if I have to have the first pick, I suppose I'll take it.
We know Reed's
yours. Anyways, no, it was supposed to be mine. Okay, I don't care. Go,
no,
Reed.
That's what I'm saying. Do we want to change it or do we want to leave it?
I don't care.
Give a shit.
I don't care. Right. I'm just phoning it in at this point.
Here we go. So we're drafting presidents of anything. And Dr. Acula, you are first.
All right. So presidents of anything.
Yep.
Number one pick.
Yep.
Bill Pullman, President of the United States and Independence Day.
It's a great pick.
Great choice.
Here's what's so great.
One of the best president speeches of all time. Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Fantastic. And you never know what party he belonged to. That's not even important.
Yeah. He was a part of the American party. That's what, or the world party.
He was part of the,
American party.
Fuck up some aliens party.
Yeah.
Goddamn right he was.
This is our Independence Day.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was a really good, listen, I saw that on July 5th. Which was, I think, the Friday night, because I think it opened. I could have been wrong, but it was pretty much opening night in Rapid City, South Dakota.
I saw...
That fucking shit ruled.
Oh, it ruled. I saw that movie with Dallas and Curtis and Tim Peterson and Doobie Dan, and we had a blast.
Yeah.
That was a great time. Great time. Yeah, that great choice.
I have
Reed.
No arguments against that pick. And yeah, hell of a present. And the fact that then he gets in the plane and is like, I'm going to start taking shit out, man.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Bill Pullman and ID4.
Nice.
Which is also good. That was good branding, man. When they figured out that ID4 thing, everybody knew what you were talking about.
Yeah.
It's great. It's good shit.
All right. Reed, I was nervous because I thought you were going to go the same route as me, and I'm glad that you didn't. So far. TBD.
Ooh, so far.
But
you know what route I'm going in? I don't even know what route I'm going in.
I don't.
presidents, baby.
This was literally the first president that popped in my mind when I was racking my brain about this. And so it has to be my number one pick. And I don't think we're going to have any problem with it. But I'm going to take the Mr. President of the He-Man Woman Haters Club, Spanky.
It was on my board.
Yeah. Yes.
It was
That's
on
fantastic.
My board.
That's a great pick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
And also a really good remake of a movie when you think about
it. Yeah. Yeah, it really
also
was.
Also another movie that Donald Trump surprisingly ruins by showing up. Like nine-tenths through. By being in. Like you were just like, Donald Trump's in it. And then now you're like, oh,
fuck.
God damn it. We watched Zoolander the other day. Zoolander.
Yeah.
10 minutes in, you're like, fuck. God damn it.
I really hope that someone goes through all of the movies that he makes cameos in and just edits him out. That'd be hilarious.
I know an editor. I heard somebody could probably do that.
Ooh.
Sounds like
I'm not doing that. You think I want to put myself through that?
Be in so much legal trouble. Yeah.
Oh, well, not only so legal much. Trouble, just like what an awful job. Just be like, hey, could you find every instance of Donald Trump and edit him out? It's just like, that's going to be my work for, ugh.
No, yeah, and that, and then like The Simpsons too. Yeah, you, ugh, it'd be terrible.
Okay, so listen, once I came up with this president's idea, I'm psyched about it.
I am too.
I have a lot of fun ideas, and you guys didn't take anything off my board, but I think the first thing I'm going to take from the movie Idiocracy is President Dwayne Elizondo Mountain Dew Herbert Camacho, played by Terry Crews.
That's so good.
Just so, good. Like, that movie's so good.
Right off my list.
I kind of figured, that's the thing. I was like, I'm picking the one that I thought would have been stolen from me. But what a great version of bureaucracy is shown in that movie. It's just like, I still think that movie holds up. It's very, very funny. And so, and I think he's perfect. Just shooting his fucking machine gun in the air. It's just like goddamn great. So yeah, Dwayne Elizondo Mountain Dew Herbert Camacho.
So good.
And I'm not writing all that down. I'm writing down Dwayne.
Terry Crews.
Dwayne.
Terry Crews. Dwayne. Terry Crews. It's a really good one. I mean, Yeah, so only two so far. Dan did not pick a president of the United States, which I respect and I'm glad for. That's good. But Reed and I both picked fictional United States presidents.
That's fine.
Was it the United States in Idiocracy? I don't even remember.
Yeah, it was the United States.
Something. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
So we're now close. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I'll shut up.
For my number two pick. I'm going to pick the first one that came to my mind when you said this. And he wasn't a great president, a much better figurehead. He was stellar with the ladies. But also needed a little help with the technology. I'm going to take President Scroob.
Yes.
Mel Brooks.
President of Planet Spaceball. He was right 100% off my board. Oh, so good.
I'm very interested in this angle because I didn't do any of these. So well done, guys. Well done.
That's very interesting because, yours is a pop culture one as well, your first one. So I'm interested to see where you're going with this. But
That was the first one that popped into my mind when he said, we're not presidents of anything. I was like, President
fucking
Scrooge.
Mel Brooks, man. Legend. Yep.
Legend. Yeah,
well done. Of course you got Mel Brooks. Of course you did.
Of course you did. It makes sense.
Yeah.
That tracks.
This is the second one that came to mind for me.
Okay.
I'm going to do them in the order that they came to me.
Okay, great.
I didn't even rank them. This is the order that they came to me. When I think about this president, I just think about millions, and I'm talking about millions of peaches. Give me the presidency of the United States of America.
Yep. Great pick.
Slipped right by me. What a great pick.
I had that in my mind.
What's very funny is, on Facebook, they have the on this date whenever. A group of friends of us in Custer went to Mount Rushmore, where they taped a live taping of the President of the United States, the President of the United States carved in rock. I feel like we've talked about it here before, but it was one of the first live taping of anything any of us had ever seen, growing up in South Dakota, and it was an absolute blast. They fucked up the tape, and they had to do the whole concert twice, and we stayed through the whole thing. It was
amazing.
And they were awesome.
Of course they were. Of course they were. They were PUSA.
They're so good.
Oh, God. I still listen to them a lot. Their first album is a no skip. No skip.
It truly is.
And strippers and bugs. It's amazing. And metaphors for vaginas. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Man. Oh, I love the presidents of the United States.
We're all going to listen to them tomorrow. Guaranteed.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
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 Carla the Stripper is still one of my favorite songs.
When Holden was a young lad, I remember the first time Lump came on.
Yeah.
He went bonkers. He just started running in circles.
Yeah.
When Weird Al covers you, you've made it.
You've made it. You've made it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
Steals that's a really good pick. It's a, oh, look, calm down. Calm down, second round, Dan. I'm going to pick the one that I first thought of. I didn't want to take it for my first pick because it's a bit lengthy. Because this gentleman is the president of a few things, but the leader of many things.
Oh.
From the 1998 Wes Anderson film Rushmore. I'm taking Max Fisher because he was the president of the French Club, the Calligraphy Club, and the Rushmore Beekeepers.
Oh, my God.
But in that montage, he's also the vice president of the Stamp and Coin Club. He's the editor-in-chief of the Rushmore Yankees, the Russia and Model United Nations, debate team captain, lacrosse team manager, astronomy society founder, fencing team captain, track and field JV decathlon, second chorale choir master, bombardment society founder, which was dodgeball, kung fu club, he was a yellow belt, trap and skeet club founder, Yankee racers founder, the director of the Max Fisher Players, and a wrestling team alternate, and the founder of the Backgammon Society. So I'm taking Max Fisher, the most prolific academic of Rushmore Academy.
Let's not forget that he saved Latin.
And he saved Latin. What the fuck did you ever do?
Yeah.
God damn it. That's the steal of the draft. God damn it. That's fucking good.
That's a great
poll. Fucking Max
Fisher. I really wish I hadn't read all that. Like, I'm tired now.
Oh, are they?
Yeah. Oh, I forgot. The Piper Cub Club. He was the pilot, yeah, and he logged 4.5 hours.
Oh,
don't forget about that.
Oh, my God. I fucking just love that movie. Oh,
so good.
It's so good.
I was
good.
Like, when I thought of it, I was like, oh, shit, I hope he was the president, because you know a lot of them, he's founder or something.
Yeah.
He's the president of three, so picking Max Fisher. Yeah.
All right, real quick, best line from the movie, best line from Rushmore. For me, it's going to be re in the shit.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, it was in the shit.
Yeah,
of course.
Mine is best play ever, man.
I have so many, like, I love just some of the lines between him and Bill Murray, but like, tell that stupid Mickey just made my list of things to do today is fucking classic.
Which is a Fall Out Boy song.
Hold on. Yeah. I know it is. Of course it is. But, and so is Six Trains of Glory. In my Facebook memories today. Hold on.
It's fine. We'll edit it.
It might have been yesterday, but it was literally my, like, from like 15 years ago, my status was tell that stupid Mickey just made my list of things to do today. Yeah. It's so, I always wanted to be in one of your fucking plays. I mean,
I know you
just
did, mate.
So many.
Say a prayer for Surf Boy, wherever he is.
I'm in Cheyenne, Wyoming. Yeah. It's I mean,
one of the best written films ever made.
The most quotable fucking.
I'm a little bit lonely these days.
Yeah, that
I
line.
I often just quote that in my head if I'm not feeling great. I'm like, what's wrong? And I just think of Bill Murray with two cigarettes in his mouth going, I'm a little bit lonely these days.
Or this throwaway. Yeah, I'll have one of those. She offers him a carrot. Yeah, I'll have one of those.
Oh, it's so good. The movie's great.
Fucking, like, Bill,
again,
that
we
might
can quote
be,
this for the rest of our lives.
That might be Bill Murray's best work, and that's a bold statement. I know.
It's pretty spot on. I don't think I disagree. I think it's when we all realized what he could do.
Yeah.
If that's fair.
Yeah.
Because we all knew he could be funny, but
that's
the first time I was like, oh, shit.
Take dead aim,
dead aim
at the rich.
At the rich kids. How did we both think of that at the same time?
So fucking good. Reed.
So good.
For my third pick, I'm gonna take a man that didn't do as well as he could have, but he had some great ideas.
Okay.
President James Dale.
Okay.
Elaborate.
An unfortunate casualty of the Mars invasion. Jack Nicholson from Mars.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I forgot that was his name.
Great choice.
Oh, what a great Jack. Choice. Oh, what a fucking
Jack would have
great
been
movie.
Such a good president. Oh,
he's
man.
Right?
Really? I don't know if he would have been.
I would have watched every
great.
State of the Union. I would have watched every State of the Union if Jack was president. Oh, my God.
Right?
Yeah, oh, it would have been so good. He would have never taken his sunglasses off. Oh, my God.
Ugh. And the fact that he plays two characters in that movie.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like, why? He's like, I just probably want to hang out a little more. It seems like fun. You got another role for me? Sure. Play this degenerate gambler guy. Go for it. It's great. That movie, I remember watching that movie and then taking
it's
friends
so
back to the
funny.
Theater to go see it. And they were like, why did you take us to this? I'm like, because it's fucking hilarious. Brilliant.
It's great.
Yes.
It's so it's good. It's hilarious. But, you know, it's not for everybody. Yeah.
It's like the Napoleon Dynamite thing where people were walking out of the theaters. You're like, how do you not get this? This is hysterical.
Yeah.
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 Oh, my God.
Great choice, Reed.
Yeah. Fantastic choice.
That might be my favorite Tim Burton movie, too.
Ooh, yeah.
That's
a close one.
It's up there. Beetlejuice is also
Edward
up there.
Edward Scissorhands, Beetlejuice
and Edward Scissorhands are both really good, but like Mars Attacks is like its own thing. It's so good.
Yeah.
He hasn't made a good movie in 25 years.
It's a 50s campy time. Sci-fi.
It's a long time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Love it.
Everybody
and
dies.
The cast is great. Tom Jones. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so funny. I always kind of parallel Mars Attacks with Independence Day a little bit. Like, I kind of feel like they're about the same. They're kind of the same movie. Maybe it's because the same actor who plays the kid.
They came out the same year.
They did.
Did they really?
Yeah. I feel like they did.
Wow. Fact checker.
Fucking Pierce Brosnan, like with his head on a fucking dog or whatever. Like,
was it Martin Short in it?
Yeah. 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 And everybody was in that movie.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Danny DeVito. Tom Jones.
I'm gonna watch that tonight.
Glenn Close.
I think I want to watch that tonight. Glenn Close was his wife. Yeah, she was the
yeah. And Sarah Jessica Parker.
Sarah Jessica Parker. And like their heads were rolling around with her and Pierce Brosnan until they like got close enough to kiss. It was fucking brilliant. So he made the international sign of the donut. This can be just a quote movie episode. Oh, I'm totally fine with it. It's great.
Guys, with my number three pick, this is the third one that came to me. I'm taking Cy Sperling.
What?
I'm taking Cy Sperling. And you may not recognize his name, but not only was he the president, but he's also a client.
He was also
of the
client.
Hair Club for Men.
Great pull. Great pull.
That's a really good pull. Oh, I forgot his name.
Cy Sperling.
Is it Cy, S-Y?
Yeah.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah. One of the forgotten great commercials of our youth.
And I had completely forgotten it. That's really good. It kind of got like supplanted by like the ShamWow guy and the...
And the fact that we have science now that does hair implants. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so good.
Yeah.
That's a great pick. I think Dan's crushing this draft. And though...
Yeah.
He told me that he thinks Max Fisher might be a steal. I'm saying Dan's excellence is reigning through all of his picks.
I'll take the overall, but Max Fisher, I mean, that's one of my favorite characters in cinema, hands down.
I know it. Yeah. I know it. Well, speaking of the 90s in cinema.
Yeah. Oh.
There was a 1998 movie filmed in the Omaha area by the name of Election. And though while you may be thinking that I'm going to pick Tracy Flick as brilliantly played by Reese Witherspoon, nay. I am taking Paul Metzler, who was president for a mere day before he found out that his teacher, Jim McAllister, had thrown the election in the wrong direction and completely bypassed the ways of democracy by crumpling up the two votes that would have given Tracy the election. And she would have won. So I'm always like torn by the end of that movie because I think it's brilliant. Because when Paul wins, I'm like, yeah, I would have wanted him to win. But you cannot have given it to him in that way. But I am taking that one day just for the character of Paul when he felt like he was going to be the president until he got called into the office on that fateful morning and was told that it was taken away from him. And you know what? I'm going to give it to Tracy too, because like she earned it. She deserved it. And, but I'm taking Paul Metzler for that one
beautiful
partial day in Omaha that he got to be the president of the student council.
I like it. Man.
Yeah.
You know, it's something else to be the president of Millard North High School.
We're killing this draft.
Was that where it was? Millard North
High School? Yeah. That's where they filmed it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's actually not very far from my house.
Yeah, what do they call it? I think they called it George Washington Carver in the movie.
Yeah,
which, of course they did.
But just like, what a great movie. What a great like character study about like what people would do to get ahead.
I'm going to be honest with you. I have not seen that movie in about since it came out. And I don't remember much about it, so I'm going to have to go back and watch it.
I recommend it because it not only does it hold up, I think I watch that movie about every 2 or 3 years. Just because I get kind of a bug in my craw to watch it, and every time I watch it, it hits the exact same. It's so good.
Nice. I get very frustrated watching it.
Oh, yeah. No, it's anxiety provoking.
Yeah.
Like, in a huge way.
Although, like, what's the line? We'd go over to her house for a hot tub and a blowjob.
No, a hot tub and a fuck.
A hot tub and a fuck.
Yeah, no. It's like, yeah, and all the voiceover from all the different characters. And just like that every, like, you're supposed to side with Matthew Broderick's character, and he just makes the worst decisions.
Ever. Yeah. Yep.
And then you're like, yeah, no, I get it. You're annoyed by this person, but are you going to let it ruin your life? It's just it's Alexander Payne to a T.
I love missing Alexander Payne.
Yeah, me too. Especially
this year. I wish he would do something with the King Fong restaurant.
I do too.
Say that again. What?
The restaurant. Remember in the historic district we were driving around in, and you showed us the Chinese restaurant that's not there anymore?
It's just sitting empty.
You should turn it into a theater.
He already has it. He already owns one of the theaters in town.
Make another one.
there's not a market for
the Chinese Pain Theater.
Chinese Pain? It sounds like a kung fu move.
I know.
Yeah. I'm going to give you the Chinese Pain.
Oh my gosh. If they opened that and showed kung fu movies, I'd be there every afternoon.
Hell yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Hell yeah. That's a really good one.
Oh my gosh.
That's fucking
run it by. Listen, when you have your little Illuminati meetings with Mannheim Steamroller, run it by Payne.
All right, I'll pitch it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's good. It's good.
When you and Bright Eyes and Mannheim Steamroller and
Connor Oberst.
Connor Oberst.
Not Connor Oberst. Bright Eyes. The whole band.
You have to have the whole band.
No, they're. So the deal with Bright Eyes is that it's never the same band. It's just Connor Oberst, and he rotates the musicians. So
that's the joke. I was making the joke.
That's a joke for seven people.
Exactly.
Of our age.
And they're the former musicians of Bright Eyes.
Yeah.
Shout out to Connor Oberst, whose song I played at my wedding. Shout out to Connor Oberst.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
He what at your wedding?
The first day of my life is what Molly and I danced to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You weren't there because you were having a child.
Neither was Connor Oberst, so it's fine.
Yeah. He phoned me.
I don't know.
He's like, Reed, don't go.
Connor Oberst is in Milwaukee. He's like, I've heard there's a wedding around here.
They're playing my song right now. Can you believe this?
Driver, pull over.
Reed.
Reed.
My number four pick. Guys, I'm excited about this one.
Oh, I'm excited about it.
Because not only did this line, the character's name and the line get the actor a nomination for best, an Oscar nomination for best actor, it's iconic.
Mm, iconic.
The line is, gentlemen, you cannot fight in here. This is the war room. The character is President Merkin Muffley.
Yep.
Yeah.
Peter Sellers in Dr. Strangelove.
Right off my board.
It was in my
fucking
radar.
Peter Sellers should have won 17 Oscars for that movie.
Gosh.
He should have won 3 for every character he played. He was brilliant.
Yep. That movie was gold. And that line lives rent-free in my mind.
That is,
gentlemen, you cannot fight in here. This is the war room.
We said that to each other in college for no reason at all.
Peter Sellers had no fucking business being that ridiculous in that movie. It was unbelievable. It was unbelievable.
That movie's incredibly one of the funniest movies of all time.
So funny. And showing that to people and be like, that's him. That's also him. That's also him.
Yeah.
You're like, what? It's crazy. Yeah. Oh, my God.
And I love the full title, the original title, the full title of the movie, Dr. Strangelove, or How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love the Bomb.
Yep.
And that is a direct reference to Kurt Vonnegut.
So good.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
You guys know about George C. Scott's performance in that movie.
Tell me about it.
So, I mean, this, I've read this. So this is like, George C. Scott hates his performance in that movie.
Oh.
Because, so every time he had done the scene and gotten it to where he wanted it, Kubrick would say, all right, we're going to do it one more time for fun, go way over the top.
Yeah.
And so George C. Scott would do his like, well, okay, fine, I'll go over the top and I'll do his somersaults and like trip and whatnot. And that's every take Kubrick used for George C. Scott in that movie.
Kubrick is a fucking asshole. The last take
when he thought he was like, eh, just for fun, do one crazy.
What an
asshole. And he didn't realize until after it was all done and he saw the film. He walked out of the screening. He was at the premiere and he was like, that is not my fucking performance. But yeah. The deal is...
Yeah.
But it's so good.
It's so good. So, I mean, the movie is better for it. And, like, I've heard the same thing, speaking of Wes Anderson, since I picked Rushmore, when they cast Gene Hackman in Royal Tenenbaums. Gene Hackman had no idea what was going on. He was like, yeah. What am I doing? So they would just kind of let him be Gene Hackman against all the people, which fit because Royal Tenenbaum is such an asshole. So it's just, like, such a brilliant, like, both examples of directors getting what they want from an actor in spite of the actor.
At the actor's expense, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, I mean, fact check me on any of that.
There's two sides. But. There's two sides to it, yeah. I mean, you can, yeah. Like,
I've gone the other way where an actor told me how to edit a movie accidentally. Like, where I was editing something together, and I was like, oh, they gave me this. I didn't even direct that, and I'm going to put it together that way. So it's like, it goes both ways.
I love it. I didn't know that. That's cool. I mean... Yeah, Kubrick. There's so many stories about
fucking
him.
Kubrick.
So many stories.
I would just like to have been on a set with him and seen how he worked. Yeah. Would have been so fun to watch.
Oh, God. I'm sure it was like infuriating because you just weren't on his level. All right. Great choice, Reed. Right fucking
perfect
off
choice.
My board.
Everybody's lists are awesome.
I'm going to go Ernest with this one because I think that this story is
Ernest goes
so
to
cool.
Washington.
There it is. All right, Vern. That was good, Reed.
Also an underrated actor.
Right. Anyways.
Jim Varney.
I really like this story and I want it to be true. I hope that it is. But I'm going to take Eleanor Roosevelt. And you might be saying,
ooh.
Oh, wasn't she a first lady? Well, yes. But as the legend goes, when FDR was basically dead and laying up in a bed infirmed, she kind of took over being president and would often, when faced with serious decisions and questions, would slip into his room and close the door and come out minutes later with a decision that she said was his, but it was actually her acting as president for a good long time and made several decisions. She was also a pioneer for civil rights. She was a pioneer for women's voting. She was overall kind of a badass and did not get the recognition that she deserved because her husband was such a not good guy. Yeah, Eleanor Roosevelt, the ultimate badass, sitting president without ever actually taking the title. So that's my number four.
I think it's a really cool choice because I've heard that as well, and it's very interesting.
Yeah.
I'm curious what you mean by like FDR wasn't a good guy. I mean, I know like no president in personally is ever a good person.
You know, yeah, but, just you know, just affairs and whatnot, and you know,
so like every president.
Exactly. Yeah.
Cool.
The degree of narcissism that is required to run for president.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, 100%. Of course. Yeah.
I'm not saying he was a bad president. I'm just saying he was not a good guy.
I just wanted to clarify what you meant because I was like, a lot of the things he enacted in that time were
Of course.
Very,
I mean,
very,
the New Deal was amazing. But I mean, she, as the legend goes, she was a pretty primary person behind the passing of the New Deal. Like, she did all the legwork.
Good team.
So, yeah. So, fucking.
Well,
Eleanor
because
Roosevelt
he couldn't.
Is my number four. Exactly. Well done. Well done.
Listen, Reed, we all want to stand up for what we believe in. Some of us just cannot.
Let's do a. Should we do a refill real quick?
I guess some of us are just along for the ride.
Number four pick in real quick. And then
I'm sorry. No, okay. I'm sorry. Right.
This is kind of a fun one. This is kind of crazy.
Walked right over my joke. God damn it.
Well, I give
you. Retell it.
He was trying to walk over my pick. So, like.
You're right.
Oh, man.
We're all walking over each other.
What's your number four?
My number four pick is Jack Noah. And you're not going to know anything about this. This guy is named Jack Noah, and he's played by Richard Dreyfuss in a film called Moon Over Peridor. And this is very personal to me because we were sitting around watching movies. This is before Hazel was born. We were living in Queens. Laura and I were in our newlywed phase, and she's like, "You got to watch this movie called Moon Over Peridor." And I was like, "Okay, I'll watch it." And it's not good. And this, but Richard Dreyfuss is kind of brilliant. So it tells the story of this actor, Jack Noah, and he's filming in a small fictional South American country called Peridor. And he looks just like the Peridorian president, Alphonse, who is a dictator. And of course, that president dies. And they're saying, you now have, since you're an actor, you have to pretend to be the president. It's not a good movie. I don't recommend it. The character is ridiculous. The whole thing, Richard Dreyfuss looks like he's in pain through the entire thing.
He always looks like he's in pain.
I do want to draft this because of what it established between Laura and I, which is what we call the over or under Peridor line, which is like
the Peridor paradox.
A little bit. Yeah, that's Peridor paradox is really good. So it's that type of movie that happened only in the 80s and maybe in the early 90s. Where it was just like bad, but was it bad? Is it over or under Peridor? There's a Peridor line that Laura and I have in our movie watching like history where we're just like, well, once in a while, we'll tell each other about a crappy movie we saw one time. And we're like, is it over Peridor or is it under Peridor? And so the Peridor line has been a part of our relationship for this entire thing.
We've done this with Teen Wolf.
Yes. No, I'm saying like it's the very thing, but like for between Laura and I, the Peridor line, because it's Moon Over Peridor. So we're like, is the movie over Peridor or under Peridor? If it's too far over Peridor, it's too good. If it's too far under Peridor, it's too bad.
Oh.
And it's this line that we've had that's this demarcation in how well. And listen, there are a ton of things like Vibes with Jeff Goldblum. That's like these really 80s singular movies that were made like Dead Again with Kenneth Branagh. Like they just ride that line of camp versus good or bad. And so I'm taking this.
I like that.
I like to take Moon Over Peridor.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Yeah. And cue music. There's Neil's emotional pick for the draft.
It is. Hey, we don't have a music cue. I'm going to make one. I'm putting it in right here.
Oh, yes. Let's send some suggestions to him over the week that he can use for music cues.
Oh, I love it. Well, we have to make it royalty
free.
He's got
some. I trust Neil's artistic integrity.
No, careful. I'm going to write something.
Of course you will.
and it better be emotional.
Are you going to use your emotional pick to play the guitar?
And with that, I'm getting another drink. I'll be right back.
Yeah, me too. Neil, hit us with the read cap.
Let's do it. Okay, so I got. Yeah. Hold on, I'm gonna have to just.
First of all, every single one of these choices tonight have been spot fucking on.
Fantastic.
I love everybody's list.
Perfection.
I think this is a great idea. I was curious about it. I didn't know how it was gonna go, and I love every second of it.
Yeah, me too.
This is the first time in history that I won, but we all won.
Also the first time in history that a discussion about presidents has been unanimous.
Well, we are our own electoral college, so
Also true. Hey, during the break, I had what I like to call a 5-second charcuterie board. Because I got a glass of wine, and then I grabbed two slices of deli meat out of the fridge, shoved them in my mouth.
That's my new band name, 5-second charcuterie board. 5-second
charcuterie. Well, because I'm supposed to start fasting at 8, but I'm going to start after this glass of wine. So. Mm.
Oh, yeah, good work. And it's been working for you really well from what you've been telling us. So
I bought new pants.
There you go.
I'm a size down. Like, I can take my pants off without unbuttoning them.
That's what she
awesome.
Said.
Awesome.
Yeah. It's a gift. Oh. It's a gift, my friend.
All right, so a recap. Neil took Dwayne Elizondo Mountain Dew Herbert Camacho from Idiocracy, Max Fisher from Rushmore, Paul Metzler from Election, and Jack Noah from Moon Over Peridor. All movie picks for mine.
Beautiful.
Dan took Spanky from the He-Man Woman Haters Club, which is wonderful. The Presidents of the United States of America, Cy Sperling from the Hair Club for Men, and Eleanor Roosevelt standing in for her husband.
My team
illegally,
is kicking ass.
Just illegally. Wonderful.
Also from the Hair Club for Men.
Also, yeah. You don't know that about her. She was a founder. And then Reed picked from Independence Day, Bill Pullman from Spaceballs, President Scroob from Mars Attacks, Mr. James Dale, and from Dr. Strangelove, Merkin Muffley. So you and I both have 4 movie picks, Reed. What it's is true. Your number 5?
Neil, I'm so glad you asked that. And I'm really glad that I'm following your number 4 pick, because I, too, am going to take a Dreyfus.
Oh, really?
I'm going to take a Julia Louise Dreyfus
from Veep
for her role as Selena Meyer in Veep.
Beautiful.
She is spectacular.
She is
perfection.
So good.
She is so stellar. And I was so glad when you said vice presidents are eligible for this draft. I was like, all right, if she's there
she
in the 5th round, I'm picking her up. And when you picked a Dreyfus, I'm taking
I did
a Dreyfus.
Not I haven't seen yet the entire series. Every single time I've watched it,
either.
I've loved it. But doesn't she become president at some
yes.
point? So
yes.
even if she wasn't vice president, it would have counted.
She was both. She was both.
But Veep is the name of the show, and
yeah, I've not watched much past the first season.
Oh yeah, I've watched 3 seasons. I think I haven't watched it all. But spoiler, she becomes president.
It's just spectacular, though.
It's phenomenal.
Great pick.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Yeah, right off my board. Like it was one of my dance alerts.
Beautiful. Great choice.
Great.
Fantastic
choice.
And also the meme that was happening anytime in the Trump presidency when like something would go on too long and it would get really uncomfortable and they'd cut to that split screen Veep credits and start playing the music.
Yeah.
Like it's even better than the Larry David music. Do you know what I mean? Like it's so funny at just point. It's just like when he's talking to some kid like at the fucking Easter egg thing and he's like, well, you don't still believe in Santa Claus, do you? And like they would just cut to those credits. Anybody, God bless those online meme video editors.
Yes.
They're doing
those
the
Lord's timers.
Lord's work.
They are.
And fucking
the
great
Lord's
pick, Reed.
Work.
Thank you.
Oh,
thank you.
Great choice, Reed. Great choice.
Everybody's lists
I'm,
are so good.
They are. They are. And I thought about this, and I thought about if I wanted to do, because in my first 3, obviously, hilarious. And then I went Ernest, and I thought, do I want to go Ernest for my 5th one or not? And I do, and I do.
Okay.
Because to me, one of the more memorable things in my adolescence, I guess we'll call it, because it happened late, mid to late 90s, and it was just, and learning about it was so interesting, and there was such an interesting person, and just one of the great humanitarians of our life, and one of the great people that just came out of a struggle to become prominent. And in honor of, I guess, Black History Month, I'm going to take Nelson Mandela.
That's a great goddamn pick.
Yeah. That's a really good pick. We went to, there was a Nelson Mandela exhibit at a museum. What museum were we at where we saw that? Is it Kansas City? Was it the Durham? It was the Durham here in Omaha. They had a Nelson Mandela exhibit, and it was phenomenal.
Yeah. I mean, he was an incredible man. He was an incredible man, and he
is the epitome of rising out of the ashes and the struggle and ending like one of the most racist moments of our lives, and becoming one of the first black presidents the first black president of South Africa. I mean, he's just a beautiful man. He was a beautiful man, and I respected the shit out of him. And I would be remiss if I did not take Nelson Mandela with my number five pick.
Goddamn, Dan, that's a great pick.
Boom.
Yeah.
All right. What the fuck am I supposed to do with my number five pick? Fucking Christ. This is why I don't want to follow Dan. Now I feel like why you're so mad at me all the time, because you're always following me. This is why we changed the order. So we didn't. All right. All right. For my number five pick, I'm taking 1.5 ounces white rum, 3/4 ounce dry vermouth, 1/4 ounce orange curacao, 2 dashes grenadine. Add it to a mixing glass with ice and stir until well chilled. Strain into a chilled cocktail glass. I'm taking the pride of Cuba, the El Presidente.
Presidente. Cocktail. I was going to drink that tonight.
Oh, were you? Oh, that would have really been
amazing. I think we all looked up El Presidente. We all did. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Great.
No, I've got that recipe in my cards at the bar.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. It's a good one. It's a great drink.
And now is my time to tell you I've never had it in my entire life. So I will be making it soon. Well, the next time we're together.
I was looking up any celebrities that were called the president or anything and I couldn't remember what Frank Sinatra was called, and it was chairman of the board, and I was that's not it.
Not quite president.
Yeah. And then I looked up El Presidente. Yeah, yeah. Oh, great choice. Great choice. God, we killed this draft.
This draft is great for all of us. What do we have on the, none on the
of
boards?
None of us took an actual American president, which I think is fantastic.
No, that's also very true. No,
I did that on purpose.
I didn't really have any that I would have.
I didn't either.
Other than Dave from Dave, who is very... Kevin Klein from Dave.
Yeah. That was on my list.
A bummer. Yeah.
I might have taken Jed Bartlett from West Wing.
He was definitely number two on my list until I skipped over him.
I had also thought about Billy Bob Thornton from Love Actually.
Yeah. Ooh, I wouldn't have wanted him though.
He was an asshole.
Right. Yeah. Which is why I was like, I only thought of it.
I just thought that it existed.
I couldn't find the actor that played Lincoln's dead body in The Conspirator.
I could have taken Daniel Day-Lewis as Lincoln.
Could have.
I was going to do that, but I haven't seen it, so I didn't want to take
Morgan Freeman in Deep Impact.
Well, you could Morgan Freeman because you picked Nelson Mandela. He played Morgan Freeman in that Matt Damon movie.
He played Nelson Mandela. Played Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman. Morgan Freeman is the president of all of us, and we can.
The first time I met Andy Dufresne,
I pardoned him. Well, that would have been easier.
Three guys just making lists. Three guys just getting blitzed. Three guys, it's our top fives. You won. But also, I
want. The only other one that I had on my board, which is very interesting once I looked into it, from the movie American Psycho, Patrick Bateman is the vice president of mergers and acquisitions at Pierce & Pierce. In the scene where they're sharing cards, every single character is vice president of mergers and acquisitions at Pierce & Pierce. David Ben Patton, Timothy Bryce, and the absent Paul Allen. Which I thought was really interesting. They're all vice presidents. And then he kills him, which is great. Or does he?
That's the thing. That to me, this might be a very obscure draft, and I don't know if it would work. But there's rare occasions where the film is much better than the book, and that is one of them.
That's true.
Because American Psycho, the book, is... it's not good, and what they did with it as a movie is fantastic. Same thing with Sideways. Sideways is such a good movie, and the book is so terrible. That'd be an interesting draft. It'd be pretty hard.
Same with The Lorax. Just shit of a book. Great movie though.
Are you serious?
Lord of the Rings? Are we serious, kidding Clark? Right now?